You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So what are you watching these days? If you're in a rut, which I kind of am, I have to admit, when it comes to your film and TV choices, our next segment should help you out. I'm joined once again by our resident film critic and Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, George. What in the world is going on with the Golden Globes?
Look up Trainwreck in the Hollywood Dictionary, and you'll see it says see Golden Globes. But that said, who didn't see this coming? What a wreck. As early as this year, when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosted, they made these remarks. Let's listen.
The Golden Globes are awards given out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association is made up of around 90 international no-black journalists who attend movie junkets each year in search of a better life. We say around 90 because a couple of them might be ghosts, and it's rumored that the German member is just a sausage that somebody drew a little face on.
So the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is a bit of a joke. It's a few dozen, and I use the term very loosely, journalists. It started in the 40s. Hollywood has joked about them for years. I remember it used to be on CBS. CBS dumped this award show back in the 80s. There was a scandal in the 70s. There was a young actress who won a Golden Globe for Best New Star of the Year. And it turns out that her billionaire husband flew the entire Hollywood Press Association to Vegas, wined and dined them, and then they gave her the award, and her biggest claim to fame was starring in a film called Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Her name was Pia Zadora.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Pia Zadora.
Pia Zadora, yeah. And so CBS said no way. It went to a TBS for a while. NBC said we need an award show. CBS had the Grammys. ABC has the Oscars. So they took on the Golden Globes, but they took on a bit of a mess. And Ricky Gervais, who's hosted the show five times, used to rip the Hollywood Foreign Press to their face during the show. And you can hear the nervous laughter. Let's listen.
Many talented people of color were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press are all very, very racist. So one Hollywood publication said that me hosting would mean that some film stars would stay away for fear of being made fun of. As if film stars would stay away from the chance of winning a Golden Globe. Particularly if their film company has already paid for it. And I'd like to quash this ridiculous rumor going around that the only reason The Tourist was nominated was so the Hollywood Foreign Press could hang out with Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie. That is rubbish. That is not the only reason. They also accepted bribes. If you do win tonight, remember that no one cares about that award as much as you do, okay? Don't get emotional. It's embarrassing, okay? That award is, no offense, worthless. It's a bit of metal that some nice old confused journalists wanted to give you in person so they could meet you and have a selfie with you, okay? That's all it is.
So NBC dropped the show. Do they really need the Golden Globes? I hope not. It's a disaster. They should go in search, I think, of the Screen Actors Guild Awards, which is on cable. It is indeed the Actors Guild. Every actor shows up for it. So if they want stars, it's legit. So if NBC is that anxious to get a pre-Oscar award show, they ought to go after the Screen Actors Guild. The Golden Globes are a joke.
And George, you're so right about the Screen Actors Guild Awards. I mean, it's so, because it's on cable, most people don't know about it. Yet, pick up, read anything about, award season. And this is the one where actors and directors talk about and they want to be a part of.
And everyone shows up for it. So if you want stars, I think it's certainly more legit. because indeed it's the guild, it's the actors in the business. So, but the Golden Globes, if they don't come back, I don't think the world is going to mourn that.
I do not think that it will affect my
anything.
Quality of life. Anything, exactly. Yeah. Okay, you know, George, we see this a lot, right? Mm. There's a great book that comes out, right? It becomes a bestseller. And then there is this rush to adapt it to either the big or the small screen. Sometimes it works great, right? I mean, how many iterations of Little Women have we seen over the years, right?
Not bad. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, not bad.
Right? The Wizard of Oz was a good adaptation. Mm-hmm. But there have been some real turkeys. I'm thinking back in the 40s, they tried to make a movie out of The Fountainhead with Gary Cooper. It's unwatchable. And if you remember a film in 1990 called Bonfire of the Vanities, big budget film, Tom Hanks, Bruce Willis, was a bestseller by Tom Wolfe. It's one of the worst films ever made. It just doesn't translate. But there are two recent bestsellers about to hit the screen, which I absolutely have to recommend. The first I want to talk about is, and you've probably heard about this one, The Underground Railroad. It won the Pulitzer Prize a few years ago, written by Colson Whitehead. When I read it, I thought this was unfilmable. But Barry Jenkins, the man who directed Moonlight to the Best Picture Oscar, has taken this novel, and it's a mix of history and science fiction because it actually envisions a real railroad under the ground that shuttles slaves to freedom. It's obviously allegorical, but it is the most beautiful thing I've seen on the small screen for sure in many, many years. It will drop on Amazon this weekend. Amazon will not release any clips ahead of time. But I can tell you, I've seen all the episodes. Some of them are good. Most of them are great. And it's called Underground Railroad on Amazon. Another bestseller, a very different type of book, was called The Woman in the Window. A bit of a certainly a page-turner, a thriller written by A.J. Finn. It was supposed to go to the big screen because it's got a really good cast. Amy Adams and Julianne Moore are at the top of the cast. This is the story. Amy Adams plays an agoraphobe. Now, this is someone who's afraid to leave the house. But she makes a connection with someone across the alley, played by Julianne Moore, her neighbor, and they become friends. Julianne Moore comes to visit her. But Amy Adams sees Julianne Moore murdered across the alley. She calls the police, and no one believes her. This feels just like an old Hitchcock classic. So let's take a listen.
911.
My neighbor Jane, she's been stabbed.
Detective Little, NYPD.
Where's Jane?
Mr. Russell believes that you made a mistake.
You have never met my wife.
Ma'am, you all right?
I know Jane. Jane's been in my house.
I'm Jane Russell.
What I saw. They're all hiding something.
And you also heard Gary Oldman there, and this will drop on Netflix this weekend. It's called The Woman in the Window. Oh. It is very entertaining. It's a really, really good film.
Okay, anything on the lighthearted side of things?
I want to tell you about a film called Here Today. I adore this film. Talk about an odd couple. It pairs Billy Crystal and Tiffany Haddish. So already you've got me right there. So Billy Crystal wrote this screenplay. He plays a comic writer who is losing his memory. He's entering dementia. And he meets this crazy young woman. There is no romance, but it is true love, which is to say taking care of someone and laughing through your final days. So let's listen.
Charlie, you can't be alone anymore.
If you ever need my help, I'm here.
I'm writing something, and I have to finish before my words run out.
I'll take care of him.
May I ask what your relationship is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The road less traveled is the hardest I know. Gets lonely when you're out on your own.
Do you live
here?
I'm his friend. But your dad needs you right now.
I mean, this young woman is full of surprises.
This is no time for jokes.
It's the perfect time for jokes.
You funny, old man.
Everybody needs somebody sometime.
It's called Here Today. It's playing at a few cinemas here in Idaho. So get vaccinated if you want to go to the movies and see it. Otherwise, I do think it will be available for rental very soon. But it's called Here Today. And I wondered if Billy Crystal had another really, really good movie in him. This is it. And you've got to love Tiffany Haddish. She's fantastic.
It sounds really good, George. Now you just got to get me into an actual theater.
Get your shot. Get your mask. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm there yet.
Yeah.
All right. How about anything else? I mean, maybe something on a more serious note.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this new film in reading the news this morning. Sad to say, we are at another moment in our history of intense conflict in Israel and Gaza. Some of the worst violence in recent memory. There's a new film called Oslo. It is a great suspense based on a true story. It feels much like a John Le Carré novel. It's the true story of an undersecretary with the British government who is certain that he's the one that can bring peace to the Palestinians and the Israelis. And it's the true story of what became the Oslo Accords. And the thing that resonated me so much was, here are people whose heads and hearts, they just can't get them out of the past. All of the hurt, all of the danger, all of the death in their people that they've suffered, they can't get over that. And I think that's very relatable in our culture as well, in bridging gaps that we think sometimes are impossible to bridge. And you recognize that when you watch Oslo. So let's take a quick listen.
If this fails, lives will be ruined.
My negotiating model is going to help. Why would I accept your help?
Faith.
In my country, we see you as terrorists.
In my country, we see you as a savage nation.
The world has washed its hands of this conflict because it does not believe that you can change.
Your country divides my people in two.
Take it or leave it.
It's written so well. It's based on a play that won the Tony Award just a few years ago on Broadway. It's called Oslo. It will drop on HBO later this month.
Okay, anything else that we should know about before we wrap up?
I've got a little gem for you. I love this one. It's called The Donut King. It is a lovely documentary. It's the true story of Ted Nguyen. He's a Cambodian refugee. He came to this country with nothing more than the shirt on his back, and he built a multi-million dollar empire of donut shops in Southern California. He became a multimillionaire. He spent a lot of money bringing in hundreds of other Cambodian refugees. He sponsored their visas. He gave them jobs in the donut shops. But he had a horrible gambling problem. He lost as much as he made. He raised money for President Bush. He went back to Cambodia to try to run for president. It's this mind just spinning documentary. Let's just get a taste of it right here.
Donut time.
Uncle Ted opened up 70 donut shops.
They call me Donut King.
He gave Cambodian refugees a chance to make it in America.
At one time, he estimates his wealth at $20 million.
Life was good.
We're going to be truthful, right? He wasn't the perfect man.
I lost everything. Everything.
It's hard to believe that he could allow that to happen.
Don't let the good chance slip away.
The Donut King will be on Idaho Public Television. So free TV, public TV on May 24th. I love this documentary. Make a point of finding the Donut King on public television.
I love that it's on Idaho Public Television.
Yeah, it's a real gem.
Well, George, it's always so good to talk to you. And in fact, I literally now have Woman in the Window marked to watch this weekend.
Oh, you're going
to
like this. Do you like Amy Adams? I think she's great.
I do. I think she's so great, George. I mean, and she's so versatile, right? I do. I don't think there's anything I've seen her in that I haven't liked.
I keep thinking that she's won the Oscar and she hasn't. She can do anything.
She hasn't?
She has never won an Oscar, and she can do serious drama. She's got a great singing voice, light comedy, and in this case, great suspense.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Great. George, it's always so great to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Gemma. I love doing this.
I do too. It's so fun. We've been talking with our very own Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about his picks for TV and film right now. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. It's a Thursday. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.